In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, let the earth open and bring forth salvation. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Amen. Be with you. And let us pray. Stir up, O Lord, we beseech thee, thy power, and come and help us with thy great might, that by thy grace whatsoever is hindered by our sins may be speedily accomplished through your mercy and satisfaction, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. This morning's confessional reading, the Office of the Keys and Confession, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The Office of the Keys and Confession. What sins should we confess? Well, before God, we should plead guilty of all sins, even those which we do not know, as we do in the Lord's Prayer. But before the pastor, we should confess those sins, often or only, which we know and feel in our heart. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 8. Comfort ye my people, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So far the Old Testament reading. This morning's epistle, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were often spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing, and out of the water and in the water, whereby the worlds that then was, being overflowed with waters, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men are counted slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in the holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and without blameness. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. He hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy and the promise of our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant in the oath which he sware unto our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tenderness, mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the children grew and waxed strong in his spirit, and was in the desert until the day that he showed himself to Israel. So far, the reading. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 74. Please be seated. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Await and Anticipate. And it's based on our epistle lesson, which I would like to read a couple of verses once again. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance of sins. So far, please be seated. As the curtain falls once again on another church year, we are reminded that someday God will end the final act of this world, and the curtain will fall for the very last time on this earth. We don't know when it's going to happen. This is a secret known only to God, but it will happen. It will happen when we least expect it. St. Peter writes in this morning's epistle, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And because we don't know when, we must be prepared at all times. But it will happen. Many don't like to think about it, but it's going to happen whether we think about it or not. Voices both within and outside of the church deny our Lord's return. But we know from God's word that he will return. Yet, we don't have to be afraid, because when our Lord does return, he will take us to his heavenly kingdom. And therefore, let us trust in God's promises. Let's turn deaf ears to the voices of the scoffers. The fact of Christ's return is so clearly taught in the Bible. When the disciples preached repentance, it was because God has a day when he will judge the world. Our Lord's last words spoken to his church on earth will be announced. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give everyone according as his work shall be. And when we confess the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, we touch on this doctrine of the Lord's return. Yet few doctrines are so misunderstood or misinterpreted, either by adding to it, taking away from it, or not even referring to it at all. But Jesus clearly teaches what is going to happen. He shows that from his ascension into heaven until the day he returns, that there will be wars and rumors of wars, that there will be famines, disease, death. There will be false Christs, signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. There will be natural disasters of all types. And then on the last day, the trumpet will sound, and Jesus, with all of his holy angels, will return for all of us to see. And then he will judge the world according to his word. The just shall receive everlasting salvation in the joys of heaven. The unjust will receive eternal damnation in the sufferings of hell. And since we don't know whether we are going to be alive at our Lord's return or whether we will die and rise on the last day, we need to trust the promises of our Lord. And because our Lord suffered, died, and rose again, and ascended for us, we can live every day as if it is our last. And when we go to sleep at night, we can close our eyes, trusting that the next time we open them, we will see the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Now, because the return of our Lord is so important to our Christian faith, we thank God that St. Peter alerts us once again that scoffers are going to come in the last days. But if the return of Christ is denied, so is salvation and eternal life. Because if the Lord is not going to return, then there will be no judgment. And if there is no judgment, there is no accountability for our sins. And if there is no accountability for our sins, well, there's no need to pay for sin. And if there's no need for payment for sin, there is no need for a cross. And if there is no need for a cross, there's no need for a Savior. And if there's no need for a Savior, well, then there's no need for heaven. Satan is very anxious to destroy all the hope that we have in our Lord's return. Why then, if the scoffers, if they're so dangerous, why does the Lord seem to delay his return to judging the living and the dead? Well, Peter gives us the answer. He says, do not forget this one thing with our Lord. A day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. He is patient, not wanting any to perish, but that everyone come to repentance. What the scoffers desires on the slowness of God's part, we Christians call patience. Our God is patient with us, and I think we all would agree with that, knowing our history personally, knowing our background. Remember that at least 4,000 years went by from the giving of the original promise of the Messiah to the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. And when we examine all the prophecies of the Old Testament about our Lord's birth, his suffering, his death, his resurrection, we see that God waited for exactly the right time to send his Son. And then he sent him. Jesus came, and through him, God's promise of salvation for us was fulfilled. Christ Jesus went to the cross to suffer and die for our sins. And unless those sins were paid for and forgiven, they would separate us eternally from him in hell. We trust that with his shed blood, he paid the ultimate price for us. His resurrection on the third day is proof that our sins are forgiven, that death is not our end, and that through faith in him we shall rise again and we shall live eternally with him. As long as we believe that the cross and the tomb are empty, no deceit or scorn can harm us. You know, in reality, there is no yesterday, today, or tomorrow with God. All time and eternity to God's sense is a single now. And any delay, no matter how long, how many years it may seem to us, is no delay as far as God is concerned. Peter, very carefully, said that God is in no hurry to execute judgment. Holy Scripture confirms that God wants all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, his truth. Therefore, be alert always. And regardless of what you and I may face today or tomorrow, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and eagerly anticipate the crown of life that he will give each and every one of us. And may God grant this to each of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Pray for our communicants, but first I'm sure there are personal prayers that you would like to extend to the throne of God. Let's take a moment for that. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love at the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen. Amen. We continue with hymn 307. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him to be the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory and judgment. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Take a drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. Thank you.
may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you as the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Depart in peace.
and the glory of thy people Israel.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy forever.
We give thanks to thee, O Lord, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.